I'm here with Richard Ramph, who's come in to the Guardian's offices to talk about Audioboo. Richard, what excites you about Audioboo?
Well, we're very interested in this application because it's provides the means to gather more sound recordings for the British Library's Sound Archives collections. And we've got very extensive collections, about 3.5 million recordings, covering all kinds of sounds, music, spoken word, and environmental sounds. And some of these are actively collected by teams of field recordists going out with professional recording equipment. But this application provides will make this same sort of facility available to a lot more people.
How might you use it?
Well, we can see a number of applications. We've got pretty extensive collections of dialects from around Britain. And in fact, we've got a website called Archival Sound Recordings. And if you go to that website, there are some Google Map mashups showing the location where recordings have been made of people around around England, with recordings of different dialects. Absolutely fascinating to listen to. But of course, the work doesn't stop there. This is a fantastic resource for researchers, and we'd like to gather more material. And we see Audioboo as a way of capturing more dialects and ordinary people. You know, they don't need to be professional linguists or people who are expert on phonetics. Ordinary people can gather useful data, perhaps by having a bit of guidance on what to record, but it's something that can be used by any person who's got the right kind of mobile phone.
Give us an example of how you might kind of recruit the great British public to help you in your archive.
Well, we can publicise our own Google Maps with some of the sound and saying, well, you know, look at your own region where you live. We've recorded a whole variety of sounds here, for example, pronunciations of the word bath, you know, how is it pronounced in your community, in your village, in your town or on the street? Listen to what we've got on the website and see if you can go and gather something interesting and upload it to the same site. So this is something we're talking about with Audioboo as a development, but we see huge potential for it.
Audioboo has been described as a sort of Twitter for audio. Is that fair?
It is a kind of Twitter for audio. Some people think Twitter is, you know, almost the word Twitter gives this sort of sense of frivolity and something that's not serious, perhaps something you wouldn't associate with a national library, well, of an international standing. So Audioboo is the audio equivalent where people can, if you like, collect the most banal thoughts and comments, but it has great potential to collect really useful data that could be of use for researchers. And this is why we're interested in the British Library.
You obviously played around with it a bit. What are some of your favourite audio boos?
It's difficult to know where to start. I mean, they're very varied. There's boos from someone who was tracking the progress of his wife giving birth, so capturing sounds very much straight from the moment. The sounds of a person practising his guitar in a very amateur way. Some of the ones I like are, because I'm very interested in environmental sounds personally, where someone's trying to capture a particular soundscape around them. And there's potential for that too. That's another application we can see is people capturing sounds of their local environment.
We've all been sent pictures of our friends' newborn babies. Do you think we're going to now be sent audio of their new babies?
I'm sure those are going to be collected. There's no doubt about it. Whether the library will be starting to preserve these for future research is certainly open to question. I mean, there are particular projects we're interested in developing and enhancing, and those are particular on dialects and also on soundscapes.
Okay, Richard, thanks very much.
Thank you.